Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good to have you with us. Hour number two underway. Man, I went to the kitchen to make some ramen noodle soup. And Poet from 95.5 WPGC and Ivy, our fearless leader, had Sardi's. Just like a big old spread, and just everybody, like, they literally ripped my cup of soup away before I made it.
Yeah. Quick take.
And I just told the boys.
Quick take before we get back to the misery and the depression that is the Washington fan base right now. Sardi's or Nando's?
Honestly, like, I don't know enough about either to make a strong comparison. I've had Perry or Nando's once, maybe twice. I've had Sardi's once or twice. But I'm going to say Sardi's.
Yeah, that's solid.
Because A, I'm eating it right now, and B, they're a sponsor.
Yeah.
So
it's
going
to be very difficult for you to eat this chicken while doing a radio show. I'm going to be watching this very closely, seeing your strategy. I imagine it's going to be a lot of people talking.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess. All right, let's get back to it on the phones. Let's start off hour number two. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Paulie. What's up, Paulie?
Rufio, man.
How are you?
W, man.
What's going on?
I'm good, man. I'm okay, you know.
Are you better than the football team?
I'm way better than the football team. Right. I'm way better than the Giants, too.
That's not hard, Paulie. That's not hard. Your phone's ringing, Paulie.
Yeah, it could keep ringing, man. We got more important issues right now.
Right.
Which is, I mean, Rufio, you're not right. You're not wrong. I mean, Sean had the best call, because I was saying this when I seen it last night. It was an RPO play. Why the hell are you running an RPO play on that at the goal line when the field's condensed? Nobody was getting open when they had a whole field to work with. So you expect for them to get open at the goal line? I mean, he shouldn't have been throwing the ball at all. It should have been running the ball, period.
Let me ask you this, maybe I have the wrong understanding, but a traditional RPO is give the ball to the running back or you throw off the fake, right? A read option is the play that, as it's become defined as, where the quarterback reads the crashing end or the crashing blitzer and makes a decision whether to hand it off, or you can build in a pop pass to it, or you can keep it.
Listen.
Well, I'm trying to ask you.
Okay, I hear you, but it doesn't matter. But all of the above that you're talking about, RPO, read option,
right.
It shouldn't have been the play call. The only play call should have been him going back and handing the ball off.
It should have been a straight handoff is what you're saying. I got you. Okay.
That's it. At that point of the game, with the score the way it was, the only thing should have been protecting not just Jaden, but all of your players. And the best way to protect them is football, so you can't completely protect them. You know, the best way, too, is let's just run the ball and run this clock out of here and get out of here with our tails between our legs. That's it. Now saying that, if they was going to take him out of the game, I wouldn't have had a problem with that either. But you're right. The drive started with 12 minutes left. They probably, you know, wouldn't have. But I go back to last week with another quarterback who's been off injured in the past 3, 4, 5 years. Dak Prescott. When the Broncos was beating the living, you know what, out of the Cowboys last week, who finished the game up? Joe Milton finished that game up. You know why? Because they said, well, at this point, we don't have a chance, and Dak has a tendency of getting hurt these past couple of seasons, so let's protect our franchise quarterback. Mm-hmm. Whether you think he's a franchise quarterback or not, they do. And they did that. So at some point, and this is not the first time, and this is not a, it is a Quinn thing because he's the head coach, but Cliff Kingsbury has been doing this since Jaden's been here. All right? It happened in the Green Bay game. It happened last year in the Tampa Bay game. It happened in preseason last year. Like, why are you putting this guy in a position to fail? There was no win in that play call. We wasn't going to win nothing. I don't care if he scored, if he threw a touchdown pass. It didn't matter. At that point, the only thing that mattered was the protection of your players, all of them. So that was a complete fail by the coaching staff, period. Period. Period, man. That's all there is to it. So, yeah, should he been in the game? Hey, like you said, he getting paid to play. But it should have been due diligence on that play call. We're like, we're just going to hand the ball off.
Yeah, I mean, I can't.
He's not a running back.
I can't tell you
he's
you're
not
wrong.
A running back.
Yeah. I can't tell you
he's
you're
not
wrong.
A running back.
I hear you. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate you. Thank you. Let's get to where are we going here? Who's been on hold the longest? Lap in D.C. What up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster?
What's up,
Lap? I just think he shouldn't have been. And then I know you pro coach. We know you like the coaches, man. But I respectfully disagree with you, brother. I don't think he should have been in there. I agree with Paulie. He should have put the backup quarterback in there. The game was out of reach. They haven't really handled his injury situation the best since he's been on the team. And all the hits he's accumulated, I think he's the top since last year of hit quarterbacks.
Let me just ask you this, Lap. If Jaden was pulled and Mariota's in, and the same thing happens to Mariota, right? Like, are we just like that's football, right? It's just because it's Jaden specifically and his injury history, recent injury history, because Mariota's got an extensive injury history too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
If it's Debo Samuel, because he was in on the play. What if it's Debo Samuel that gets hurt in that spot?
Yeah, it's not going to carry the same weight, man. You know the quarterback is the most important position in the league, man. So you know,
of course,
that's what it's going to be. Unfortunately, but yeah, I see your point though, the way you were saying it about other players as well. You know, being a team overall. But Dan Quinn, man, like he hasn't looked the same since the Philly game, you know, in the playoffs. We've been up and down. Everybody trying to give him. He's going to get a pass because of the injuries, mm-hmm. but it's just we haven't really clicked even when we were semi healthy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I will say this from week one, there has been a lot of mysterious decisions.
Yeah.
Made by Dan Quinn in game. Timeout usage, end of halves. I mean, that was a big problem early in the year. The first couple of games at the end of the first halves. I mean, there's been a lot. And the fact that the defense has not only not gotten better, but it's severely regressed is even more worrisome.
Yeah. And well, you know Sabah probably gonna put her two cents on it because you know she wanted Drake May. So
Sabah could want Drake May and appreciate you, Lap. I got to let you run because we got so many calls. Sabah can call in and say, I wanted Drake May. I mean, listen, she's not wrong that Jaden Daniels, there were injury concerns about Jaden Daniels coming in. And now this is the fourth, right? So not wrong. Bigger body quarterbacks generally stay healthier. Josh Allen, generally. Not all the time, Cam Newton, but generally. 301-230-0980. Let's get to John in Oklahoma. What up, John? How are you?
Hey, Chris. Hey, listen, Chris. Listen to me now. all the other players on all the other teams, they know one thing. It's part of their job description. The quarterback is the main player on the team. They know that they are not as valuable. They know they set their quarterback down. They know that, Chris. They don't look at it like they're not as valuable, but they're not. And they know that. That's just part of the job description, Chris. Every player on every team knows you set your quarterback down.
Theoretically, John, but that doesn't mean that they're not human beings, right? That doesn't mean that we can Chris. That anyone else is that, a sacrificial Chris. Lamb, but Jaden or any quarterback isn't.
Chris, that's not what I'm saying. They know that's part of their job description. Mariota knows that's part of his job description. No, they know that going into plan. And as far as like malpractice, listen, that game was over at halftime. All that other team is going to do is pin their ears back and come after the quarterback. Plus, that's one of the best, I think maybe the top line in the NFL right now. You pull the quarterback out. The other players on the sideline, they know that, Chris. Absolutely know that.
Well, that I think is I think that is one of your better points is –
Yes,
technically, everybody's making a big deal because of the score 38-7, 7.5 minutes left to go.
The game was over
at halftime. It was 31-7.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody in football would ever admit that, right? Realistically, the game was over.
Yeah, well, reasonable people know that. Listen, they know what to do. Pin their ears back and go after the quarterback.
Yeah, and that's what they were doing in the entire second half.
That's why that was malpractice. Okay, the coach is a professional. Was that professionalism leaving him out there? No. No. It was not professionalism leaving him out there.
Okay. Thank you, John. I mean, I disagree. I mean, look, they pulled Jaden week four of last year with about 12 and a half minutes left to go in the fourth quarter up huge against Cleveland for Mariota. And the reason why you pull him at that point is because you don't want him to get hurt. So if the same argument applied then it should theoretically apply now, right? Again, you don't make that decision with 7.5 minutes left to go. You make that decision with 12.5 minutes left to go when that drive starts. And I understand they punted from midfield on 4th and 15 at the start of the fourth quarter and blah, 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 blah. I got it. I'm not telling you this was handled great. I'm not telling you it was handled perfectly. I just don't think it's as easy of a decision as you guys make it out to be and as Twitter makes it out to be. Let's get to where are we going here? Let's go to Sherlock in D.C. What up, Sherlock? How are you?
Okay, I'm doing all right. How you doing today?
Well, I've been better, you know. Looking at a long
season. I'm gonna put a little humor in this thing first, right? I keep hearing this is a humor. I keep hearing this name Sabonk. Is that a Russian name? Is she legally in this country? Who is that? Our quarterback is Jaden Daniels. We ain't got a debate about
her name
who
is
we need
Sabah. 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 She's legal in the country. We don't need to
worry about the country. Okay, that's what I want to know. Because they talking about the confusion about if we got Jaden Daniels, that's our quarterback, but still we have somebody else. That's who we got. We got Jaden Daniels. But now I wanna give my opinion about Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, but people
and about the game.
I'll just say this. People unfairly hate Dr. Sabah because she thinks differently than most people. And it's the same crap that I get, quite honestly.
Well, I think differently, but I remember her from the past. That's why I put the human there. Mm-hmm. But this one, I don't even want to focus a whole lot of time on that right there.
Let's worry about Jaden.
Let's worry about Jaden and whether it was right
for him to be in there.
Right. Yeah. I think it was right. I'm disagreeing with all their views. The whole thing was Jaden Daniels is our quarterback. He came back. He was in there. Now, the Seahawks pulled their quarterback. They was blowing the game out. But if you could think about what I'm trying to say, the point I'm trying to make is. You done had games, man, many a game that the people have been down 40 points or 30 points. People came back and won them games. You know what I'm saying? So this is what, even though they was going to lose, they still are trying to play and trying to win. They're professional people.
Right.
You know, players play.
Well, that's one of the parts that I just refuse to just acknowledge and give in to on people when they say, well, there's no chance of winning. Hey, man. They were 38-7, yes, with 12.5 minutes left to go. Again, not saying it was exactly the same thing, But to your point, okay, and I use the Cincinnati-Chicago game yesterday as an example. The Bears were up 14. They thought they had a pick six. They thought they were up by three scores. It gets called back on a penalty, and the next thing you know, Cincinnati's taking the lead and tying the game and whatever. My point is, it wasn't the exact same circumstance, but to the overall point that you and I think I are trying to make is you never know what can happen. You never know.
And this is another point that I want to make. Gene Daniels, he came in here last year. He's a rookie. He's still a rookie. Now, I'm going to tell you something that I would do with him. Well, I know they already told him, he's a running quarterback. You run and you get down and all that. That need to be put in his head a little more that he need to get down. But I'm going to tell you this here. I believe this is what I think would be a good thing for him as far as the future if he's going to be with us. He need to get a physical trainer to strengthen him, his arms, his legs, in his body. He gonna get hit. He gonna get hit again. He gonna get hurt again. That's what this sport right here brings you. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no babies in this sport. So but they need to strengthen him, and next year get him the pieces in there that's gonna protect him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he can do what he do.
I hear you, Sherlock. Thank you. I appreciate the phone call. I don't know if a physical trainer is gonna be able to prevent you from dislocating your elbow. I don't know. What we need to figure out is, because I got one guy telling me it absolutely was an RPO. Well, if it's an RPO, then there's two options. One, the quarterback throws off the fake, or two, he hands it to the running back. It shouldn't be a scramble. Now, you could make the argument that if a throw then leads to a scramble, right? But to Paulie's point and to others, why are we calling that in that spot? It should be pure handoff, pure handoff, pure handoff. Or I guess you could say, look, if you're leaving him in there because he's the quarterback and you're trying to score and you're trying to develop some positive momentum, it's got to be a quick pop pass, right? So, I mean, we could sit here and argue all of this from now until kingdom come. Truly, we're probably not going to get the answer. We're going to all think what we think. But, again, I think people that are calling it malpractice are looking at it only from the bottom line result. They wouldn't have said anything, really, other than, I'm annoyed that Jaden was still in there if he didn't get injured. But it's so easy once a gruesome injury happens to say, malpractice. Dan Quinn should be fired. It's so easy to do that. This is not so easy. It really isn't. It's complicated. 301-230-0980. We'll take a quick timeout. More of your calls on the other side. I see y'all. We're getting to y'all. Just be patient. Go through it as quickly as we can on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the fallout and all of our sports talk right here on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS. And Paramount Plus, watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, let's get right back to it. On the phones, 301-230-0980. Let's go to Mitch in Jersey. What up, Mitch? How are you?
What's popping, Chris? How you doing?
Yeah, well, what's popping is, hopefully not Jaden Daniels' ligaments. That's the best way I could answer that and not get in trouble.
Well, he's a good quarterback. Joe Montana wasn't big. Eli Manning, and I'm sure you've heard of Boomer Esiason, he never had a surgery. He's never had a surgery, at least in his playing career. I know he's a big guy.
Yeah, not everybody gets hurt, even if they're smaller. I mean, that's a good point about Joe Montana. I mean, you know, again, I don't like. I'm not saying Joe Montana and Jaden Daniels are exactly the same, you know, body. But there was one thing about Joe Montana. For those that didn't see him, he could get rid of the football no matter who he had with him. He got rid of the football. He didn't take a lot of shots. He took a big one from Leonard Marshall in the 91 championship game that forced a fumble late in that game. I got that. I'm not saying he never took shots, but he didn't take as many shots.
You kind of remind me of the Joe Theismann, his last play. I remember where I was. I was so sad.
Yeah.
Freaky. He had no business being in the third quarter. Defense took off after the second quarter. So give the quarterback some slack.
Yeah.
Let him sit out the rest of the year. Season's over, like you said. I agree with you. See what the third year. We don't want to what we have now with the quarterback. He's okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, sign another quarterback off the practice squad.
Well,
see what you have.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, look, they have Josh Johnson as the backup. Obviously, Mariota will be the starter until he gets hurt. Josh Johnson is the backup. And then do they have a fourth?
Josh Johnson's 40, right?
Yeah, or 39. But do they have a fourth in the building? I would have to double check. I can't remember.
Hartman?
I don't.
Hartman still in the practice squad?
Who?
Hartman.
Oh yeah, there you go. There you go. There you go. You're right. You're right. Good call, Mitchie. How about that? All right, I gotta let you run. Appreciate it. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Lou in DC. Next up. What up, Lou? How are you?
What's going on, Chris?
What's up, Lou?
It could be better, but I got two words for Dan Quinn.
Yeah. Go ahead.
F-U.
I'm going to – Lou, what are you doing? Come on. We don't need to drop down to that level. This is not Barstool Sports, okay? I'm sorry. Like, be mad, be frustrated. Nobody needs to call up and go F you to the head coach. This has nothing to do with me defending head coaches or coaches. Let's be human. Let's be real. So the guy made a mistake and he kept the quarterback in. You know what? For all of you people that are accusing malpractice, where were you? Where were you when the score was 38-7 late in the third quarter with 1:53 left to go? I mean, he couldn't have gotten injured then? Was anybody calling for his benching then? Or for him to come out of the game then? 301-230-0980. Don't do that. And I like Lou. Lou is sometimes unreasonable. But calling up and saying, here's my message to Dan Quinn, F you, is not how I want to do this show. Again, be mad. In a professional, adult sort of manner. And I know adults curse. I curse all the time. But remember, we're on the radio. Okay? And even though Lou didn't say the actual word, the message was there. We don't need to stoop to that level. This is not Barstool Sports, guys. Not Barstool. Okay? So think about that. Dontell and Frederick. What's up, Dontell? How are you?
Chris, what's going on, my man?
What's up? D, how are you?
Oh, man, it's a bad Monday, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
But man, I can't believe that just came from Lou, man. Lou's been a class act and has given good points, so I can't believe that just came from Lou.
Yeah, no. Let me say this. I won't ban Lou or anything from the show. I mean, I got rid of him here because I thought he crossed the line. So it's my show. I have the right to
definitely.
Do that. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I'll take
definitely.
The heat for that. But I think that crossed the line.
I would have done the same. Hey, Chris, Joe Montana had Jerry Rice, Dwight Clark, John Taylor, and then a bunch more people.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Yeah, I'm not even going to put that out there. But, hey, Chris, this is what I want to say, man. The one thing that is really irking me, man, as a Commanders fan, is this fan base, dude. Because this fan base is getting really out of control. From the time the season started with their Super Bowl aspirations, dude, we just didn't have the horses to go. I mean, if they don't know that last year was just a gift, basically. We had a lot of fortunate things happen, and that's why we made it so far last year. Mm-hmm. Not because of our talent and our physicality or whatever it is. We just got lucky last year. Adam Peters didn't give us a good off season. He didn't. So, I mean, this is what I'm real upset with about the fan base. And as far as what happened last night, I just keep hearing people talk about Dan Quinn this, Dan Quinn that. Shouldn't have been in the game. Fire him. Yada, yada, yada. Listen, everybody and their grandmother knows now that he should not have been on the field at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't heard one person mention that Jaden Daniels as a second-year quarterback, dude, you got to grow up. You got to be more mature. You got to understand. The play was an RPO. So the RPO, you either hand it to Chris or hit the guy in the flat, which the guy in the flat was covered. So, Jaden Daniels, if you're listening right now, your job was throw the ball away, dude. The game is over. Throw the ball away and don't take another hit.
Right.
He's got to start taking some onuses on things that's happening,
but,
too.
But this is part of the problem, D, with the RPO even, right? Which everybody is saying it was more RPO than read option. And I admit, I'm not a genius. I don't know everything. Here's the problem. Even with an RPO, if you say, well, there's just two options. No, there really isn't. Not on that play anymore. With a scrambling quarterback, it has become a three-pronged play, right? It's run, pass, or, hey, man, if it ain't open, you got to make something. You got to elude the sack. So I don't know how they're coaching it in that building. That's what I don't know. You see where I'm coming from? It should be just a handoff to Rodriguez or a quick pop pass, but I don't know if they're saying, hey, man, if it ain't open, you got to scramble or take the sack and go down.
Right.
I don't know.
I agree with you 100%. But all I'm saying is, though, at the point where he is now in his career, as many times he's gotten hurt, the game is over. Dude, if you don't have clear selling to the end zone, throw the ball away, dude. The game is already over. Just throw the ball away and don't take another hit.
That is the bigger point. That right there is the bigger point, is especially at that part of the field, live for another day and fire it out of the end zone. And if you take an intentional grounding, so what? D, I got to let you run. I appreciate it. Good call. We're up against it. Take a quick timeout. Trending alert. Don't forget Dan Quinn scheduled to address the reporters. And you'll hear it here live on the Team 980 at 3:30. Perhaps we'll find out a little bit more on Jaden Daniels. First, a quick trending alert, and then right back to you. All right, so again, Dan Quinn, an hour from now, we will hopefully find out for sure on some injury situations beyond just Jaden Daniels. Marshawn Lattimore reportedly has a torn ACL, which would knock him out, of course, for the rest of the year and perhaps his career here in Washington. As well, Luke McCaffrey reportedly has a fractured or broken collarbone, suffered on the first play of the game last night. He was immediately taken to the locker room. And again, we officially await word on Jaden Daniels. We know he dislocated his elbow. We do not know if there is ligament damage to his non-throwing elbow. Certainly a scary situation towards the end of last night's blowout loss to the Seattle Seahawks. The Detroit Lions are up next. Monday Night Football tonight. No Kyler Murray to start for Arizona, but they say he should be active and could play a role for the 2-5 Cardinals as they visit Cowboy Bees 3-4-1 Dallas Cowboys at 8:15. They're getting some help back along their offensive line. Connor Beebe activated from the injury list. And we have Maryland basketball for you beginning at 6:00 tonight right here on the Team 980. I'm being told game's in Baltimore. I thought it was at the Xfinity Center. My bad. But either way, it's yours right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good to have you with us. We roll on 237 on the Team 980. I just want to clarify something. I mentioned it during the trending alert. The Terps game is actually at CFG Bank Arena in Baltimore tonight, not at the Xfinity Center. So we're working on adjusting that against Coppin State. Either way, right here on the Team 980, 6 o'clock pregame coverage after, I presume, Linnell. But I'm not 100% sure. All right, 3012, and by the way, Georgetown, Maryland coming up. I know it's early. Georgetown, Maryland, just a couple of days away on Friday night. All right, let's get to it on the phones or continue along. I should say, let's get to Rick in North Carolina. Has been holding hold the longest. What's up, Rick? How are you?
Hey, Rooster, how you doing?
Hey,
today?
Rick, what's going on?
Not too much. Okay, Rooster. First of all, I just want to say something. You don't have to respond, but I'm very disappointed in how Lou came across. I'm shocked. Now, I just want to say this, Lou, you're probably still listening. You owe Rooster an apology, and you're always listening on this audience. You owe us an apology because that was uncalled for. Now I'll get back to the thing. I mean, it kind of upset me, man. I don't know.
Understood. I just don't want, have a lot of passion on this show, and we have a lot of characters, and Lou is a big part of that, right? I don't want to censor anybody's opinion. There's a difference between an opinion and saying
well,
that.
Well, between
just,
opinion,
yeah.
opinion yeah. and passion and yes. ignorance, too. Yes. But I hope Lou will be a man and call back and apologize.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure he will.
But, I have a Motown song for the off season and this year, Just My Imagination.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's a great song. We're gonna have to use a lot of imagination over the next several months to figure out this mess.
Yeah, but it's unfortunate that it happened to what happened to Jay. You know, in real time, I wasn't even thinking about it. Well, he's still in the game until he got hurt, so when he got hurt, everything busted loose. But next season is already on the clock now. I have a question for you, Chris. Now, Laramie Tunsil, is he under contract for next year?
He is, yep. Mm-hmm. So is Marshawn Lattimore.
Well, I think Marshawn plays the last game. But
I agree.
With Laramie Tunsil, is there any possible way they could trade him? I know, what's his name with the Chargers, Doug? Oh, I think he got Joel, hurt again yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Joel?
Yeah.
So
sure, they could. I mean, they could trade him. The problem is, they'd probably have to eat a bunch of money on the. I haven't figured it all out yet, because I didn't quite honestly think about it, and I don't think it would happen. But they've got to eat, a bunch of a bunch of money.
But
you never
know. But you think you could recoup a third and a fifth for Laramie Tunsil?
Yeah,
they gave up a 2 and a 4.
Sure.
They gave up a 2 and a 4.
Yeah, I mean, probably. I haven't given it a lot of thought, to be honest with you. I think, as we mentioned earlier in the show, Allegretti and Wiley, because of their contract situations, are the more likely to move. I don't think they're giving up on Tunsil this quick just because Jaden got hurt. And just because it didn't work out overall. I mean, Tunsil's played okay, fine. I don't think he's been great or dominant, but he's played fine. But I don't think they're trading.
Debo?
Well, that is Debo? For me, I would trade Debo because I'm not paying Debo $20+ million a year to stay. Now, you could franchise tag him, but again, that franchise tag is going to be worth
a lot
of money.
No.
Right. Right.
No, you don't, and nobody on this team needs to be franchised. Right.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate you. Thanks for hanging in there. As always, good call. Let's go to, where are we going here? Sean in Connecticut. What up, Sean? How are you?
I've been better, Chris.
Yes.
Seems like a trend. Last night was like, I texted you a very Ron Rivera-esque showing. It just seems, I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired. I mean, growing up, I've always been a diehard Bulls and Washington fan. First it was Derrick Rose, second it was RG3, and now it's Jaden. Obviously, hopefully it's not his career altering. Thankfully it's not his leg or throwing arm or head. But still, I actually turned off the game when they went down 14-0. Just because there's just no point. And then my boy, who's a big, who goes to LSU, texted me a bunch. My heart dropped. I went online, and I have the image seared in my head, so that's fun. Mm. But I had a couple of things to go about.
This, wait. So you didn't watch you didn't watch the rest of the game from 14-0?
No. Wow. I was watching a movie with my dad. I had it on my phone. Once they went up 14-0, I was like, there's just no point.
Yeah.
There's
you missed another fumble by Jalen Lane on a kickoff and then another quick touchdown right after that. So good for you.
Yeah, I've been saying Jalen Lane is absolutely garbage. Garbage. He's garbage. If people don't believe I've been saying this, I will re-download Twitter and post my receipts. He is garbage. Couple of things here. Like I said, coaching staff seems like they care about more about moral victories. We saw this in week 2 against the Packers. Keep him in, game's over. Happens again. What you see what happens. You're saying it's what they're down 31 with 12 minutes left. The game is over. This defense plays like a high school defense with 8 players on the field. They could not stop like Army West Point football, who shout out them for beating Air Force this weekend. That was fun. A couple more things. I just want to go over some draft picks. Johnny Newton, where are you? Sanders still garbage now, apparently. He can't guard anybody. Ben Sinnott, do you even have 5 catches in the NFL? Brandon Coleman, mid. Luke McCaffrey, who was emerging, but you don't spend a third-round pick on a genie kick returner. Like, come on. And then timeout usage, like you mentioned, just terrible. Cliff, I started calling him Cliff Bubble Screen Kingsbury. He seems to love the bubble screens and the upside, the HB dives that never work. Joe Witt, nothing has changed. Everything has gotten worse. Yes, injuries, I don't care. Week 2, the Packers showed the league the blueprint to beat this team, and nothing has changed. And just overall, it's just, like I said, I'm sick and tired. I mean, sick and tired. It's always something. And going back to the moral victories real quick, last week Jalen Lane dropped a pass on third down after he fumbled the ball out on the 1, and then the first play on offense, they run a screen pass for him. No, you bench him. And then the cherry on top, oh, the game is over. Oh, we have a quarterback who's been battling injuries and is the lifeline of this team. The only reason we were even good last year was him. That's it. He made a absolutely terrible team look good. That's how special he is, and you keep him in. And the cherry on top, like I said, you run an RPO. Is he high on the sidelines? And yes, there is some fault to Jaden for not throwing it away. You don't put him in that position. I'm not calling for anyone's head yet. I'll give him more time. I'm really getting sick of Cliff. I'm really getting sick of Joe Witt.
It's been a bad year beyond just injuries. Even I, as a mostly defender of coaches, would absolutely be willing to admit that. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. As always, let's get to Kevin next up. What up, Kev? Thanks for waiting. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
All right, Kev.
Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, if I were Adam Peters, I'd be on the phone this morning with the message that everyone is available except for Jaden at the right price. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got to rebuild this roster, and we got to stop, you know, delaying it in the hopes that we're going to get to the Super Bowl. They should have done that last year, frankly. They shouldn't have traded for Lattimore. They shouldn't have given up picks. They need to start building through the draft. That's the only way they're going to get to the promised land in the end, and they've delayed a year. Because they thought last year was a trend. And it was just an aberration.
Yep. Remember what the conversation was last year, especially at 7-2 when they pulled the trigger on the Lattimore deal is, you know, hey, you found yourself in a surprising situation. You've got the rookie quarterback under a rookie deal. You got to go for it now. And now everything is kind of like revisionist history. It's the same kind of thing about last night, right? Why is Jaden in there? People would have been annoyed, I think, that Jaden was in there until the end. But if he doesn't get hurt, people aren't that pissed off about it. Now they're pissed off about the trades, about going for it. They're pissed off about Jaden being in. And I get it. I mean, it sucks. It's awful. This has been an awful year. There is very little development that has been positive this year, in my opinion.
I agree. And they really need to bite the bullet. And they also need to think about changing their defensive coordinator. I'm sure he's a great guy and everything. but nothing's changing. Like the previous caller said, the schemes haven't changed. They need to bench Lattimore or trade him for a bag of balls. I don't know what, but he gets beat like a drum. And, you know, they made Arnold, who's a mid-tier quarterback, in my opinion, look like an all-pro last night. You know, it was just embarrassing. And you know, I follow the team. I'll follow them until they, you know, right, lose every game. But they need to start, you know, stop pretending. And, you know, like, oh, if we just had this or that, we would have been in the game. No, you're not even close.
Yeah.
I would
say this, and I'll jump in. Thank you, Kev. Appreciate it. Good call, as always. I would say this. At this point, I think Sam Darnold is more than a mid-tier quarterback. Now, is he elite Patrick Mahomes? Of course not. Josh Allen? Of course not. But I would say he's certainly top 10 at this point.
You know, PFF, who you love,
yes,
and you hold to the highest honor.
Wait a second. Oh, slow down. I mean, I use them a lot. I do not think they know everything.
No, I'm just saying you highlight your love for analytics so often.
Yes.
So I know how much you hold. They had him at number one, the number one quarterback last night. Into the game, yeah.
In the entire league?
You know how they do the intros and it says the PFF grade underneath?
Oh.
It was 1 out of 32 for Sam Darnold.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? For overall grade, I guess, maybe that was?
I believe so.
I didn't see that. Okay.
Yeah.
I would have to check that out. All right, 301-230-0980. Let me just bring this quick, just crossed. For those of you that are baseball fans like myself, and for those of you that remember the whole Barry Bonds, all that stuff, Victor Conti, Alex Rodriguez, who was the mastermind behind Balco. If you remember that, the Bay Area Lab Corp, whatever they called it, and the steroid scandal back in the early part of this century, has passed away at the age of 75 from pancreatic cancer. So just wanted to pass that along. Hadn't thought about him in 20 years, but you know, was a very, very, very instrumental figure in a lot of good changing, a lot of good changes, and a lot of bad as well. All right, 301-230-0980-249, Team 980. More of your calls, more of your reaction. Next, Dan Quinn coming up at 3:30 on the Team 980. All right, 2:54, Team 980. We approach 3 o'clock. Again, Dan Quinn scheduled at around 3:30. You'll hear it live. Capitals note that I mentioned earlier in the show, that I never actually gave the details on, because I forgot. I mentioned it, but I never gave the details on. Pierre-Luc Dubois is going to be out long-term due to a lower body injury suffered in Friday night's loss to the New York Islanders. He had just come back a couple of games before. You know the role that he played last year. You hope that he gets healthy. It's not clear, according to Sammy Silber, if surgery is going to happen. You know, hockey is very, very, very skittish about giving details. Generally, with surgery, they provide that, but not always. Big loss. Big loss for the Capitals, who have been losing plenty, especially recently, and can't really score. 301-230-0980. Back to the phones we go. Chuck is in South Carolina. What up, Chuck? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey, Chuck.
And for whatever it's worth, happy Monday.
I don't know how happy this could possibly be, but thank you, sir. You same to you.
I mean, we're here, so you got to be happy about that.
That is true. It could always be worse.
I want to start out by speaking on the injury. And it's just been on my mind. I mean, I watched the game like everybody else. I was upset. But listen, it's football. I watched the game live. I seen the tackle. It's nothing out of the ordinary. Just a regular tackle. He got injured. It was just freakish. And it'll probably never happen in 1,000, 1,500 more tackles.
Mm-hmm.
It's football. It is what it is. And I don't have a problem with him being in the game at that point in the game, because I understood exactly what they were trying to do. They were just trying to finish the game the way they wanted to start the game, which was go to the plan. It didn't work, but I understand sometimes you just want to see the results that you practice all week long.
That's a good point. I didn't think about it from that respect. I just said I thought they wanted to finish the drive, right, and score a touchdown and build a little momentum, but I didn't think about it from that perspective. That's interesting. Okay.
Right. But me as a fan, though, as a fan of this team, I love this team, and I'm not about to get on this phone doing all this crying because everybody thinks they're right now because they're speaking in hindsight. But they didn't have a problem with all these moves that Adam Peters made. They didn't have any problems until this season when stuff started going wrong. It's football. I'm only concerned about the players that we put on the field on Sunday and whether or not they compete. Whether we win or lose, that's a different story, but to compete, always compete. That's what I care about. I care about the fact we go out there and put up an effort. Now, this is for the players that are playing. Man, just give us an effort. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't believe the season is over with until they say eliminated. You understand what I'm saying? Until it says eliminated, we still have something to play for. So in all that crying, ain't no crying in football. Yeah. Injuries happen. And I'm sorry for all the players that got hurt, and I love them, and I wish them all well and speedy recovery. But let's just focus on the rest of the season. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with you. Thank you,
Chuck. We are like it's a funeral today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's tough when people realize that it's over. You know, I mean, it's not literally over. It's figuratively over. Good call. Appreciate it. All right, we're out of time this hour. We'll get right back to you on the phones. Don't you dare go anywhere. Mike in Fort Washington up first, then Athan, Slim, and Sanchez will get to you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.